A lot of the songs like this that we do is what we call post-service songs. We like to do those at the end, take songs that we all grew up with and put some Christian lyrics with it. And this didn't take very much. Didn't take a whole lot of change. But when the pastor saw that we did it as a post-service, he said, can you do it as a special? And, panic ensued because it wasn't coming together. But by the grace of God, it came together quite nicely on Thursday night. And I think it's probably because I wasn't here. So we'll see. We'll see what the bass does or doesn't do on this. I had I was traveling last week out through Pennsylvania. And on my way back, I decided I wanted to stop at a place called the Old Pioneer Cemetery. I am the seventh generation from a guy named Jacob Conrad, who came over to the United States from Switzerland. What's fascinating is, as I called on Thursday to ask the church, there's a church that he started in 1822. It's called the Beach Mennonite Church. They were Mennonites. And that church is still in existence today. So I called on Thursday, and I spoke to a lady. And as she was, as I was talking with her, I said, hey, do you have any office hours on Friday? Well, they didn't. But she said, what was your name again? I said, Greg Conrad. And she said, oh, our custodian, her maiden name was Conrad. Let me I'll give her your number, and she'll call you. And so sure enough, on Friday, she calls me. Long and short, I was able to meet up with this person. Come to find out that this church has this book that they created. They did an incredible amount of research that goes through and talks about all that. Why am I sharing all this with you? Because our history that we have, of course, is real important. But remember, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that we're a brand new creation in Christ, right? That means our generation only goes back to Jesus, all right? We are made fresh. We are made clean. There was a lot of history, a lot of stuff through that church, and a lot of religious persecution. And why? It's because they took a stand against those who were trying to just water down religion and make it just a bunch of rules. They were persecuted, as we as Christians today are persecuted. Not so much here in the United States, but boy, are they persecuted. Look at Pakistan, look at overseas. They're dying for their faith. And we need to have that same level of passion that we die for and live for our faith. So the power of love, it always, always wins.
Another man saying, well, change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. But tougher than diamond, stronger than steel, stronger, purer than you ever feel. Makes a bad one good, makes one wrong right. The power of love lets you sleep at night. And don't take money, don't take fame, don't need a credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. The first time you feel it, it might make you sad. The next time you feel it, it might make you mad. But you'll be glad when you have found that's the power makes the world go round. You don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life.
They say that all in love is fair.
Yeah, but you don't care.
But you know what to do when God gets hold of you. With a lot of help from above,
you feel the power of love. You feel the power of love. Can you feel it? You don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. Tougher than diamonds, stronger. stronger than steel. You won't will nothing until you feel. You feel the power, just the power of love. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. That's the power.